from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 12 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance and Democratic Governor Tim Walz argued about policy differences in last night's debate. The two vice presidential candidates discussed topics including abortion, the economy, inflation, and Middle Eastern conflicts in what was their first and possibly only head-to-head clash ahead of the election. While heated at times, the debate remained much calmer than the Trump-Harris debate a few weeks earlier. An 18-year-old Bergen County driver faces upgraded charges for a deadly hit and run last winter.
Alexander Vargas of Bogota is now facing first-degree aggravated manslaughter in the January death of 40-year-old Diamond Friesen in Teaneck. Police say that morning Vargas was high as he blew through several stop signs before his Ford Explorer rammed into a Nissan Rogue driven by Friesen, who had just dropped off one of her daughters and a niece at school. Vargas initially ran from the scene before police caught up to him. Aaron Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Teachers in the Toms River School District are being asked to help fund a lawsuit against Governor Murphy over the loss of state aid. School Superintendent Michael Sitta sent an email to all staff asking them to contribute to a new fund set up under the name Fair Funding for Students. Attached to the email was a form to authorize a payroll deduction. The fund is not run by the district, and little information about who actually runs it can be found. Toms River lost $137 million in state aid and has announced plans to sue the state over the current funding formula. If you don't feel like you have enough money saved for retirement, you're not alone. A Bankrate survey finds 57% of working Americans are behind where they should be with savings. Ken Kamen, managing director at CW Advisors Group in Hamilton, says every time you get a raise, remember it's 50% for you now and 50% for the future you.
And then for people that don't save at all, I say it doesn't matter what you save. If you could just have them take $10 a week out of your paycheck, just move them to a savings account and just have it come out of your paycheck before you even see it.
He says the main reason why people feel behind is due to inflation. They're not used to the sticker shock, and now many are wondering if they'll have enough money for the future. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. A nice, comfortable October day. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Track. Traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. There's no big weather impacts to talk about here, but a weak cold front will slide through New Jersey later today. For now, let's call it mostly cloudy through this afternoon. Just like yesterday, we're seeing some good peaks of blue sky throughout the day. Our stretch of unsettled weather is over. High temperatures, comfortable, around 70 degrees. There is a chance of a sprinkle worth mentioning this evening. Then skies will clear overnight and temperatures will be on the cool side. Lows dip into the mid-50s. A fantastic weather day tomorrow, mostly sunny, dry, and mild. Highs in the lower 70s. Friday goes from sun to clouds, but another nice day. Highs in the mid-70s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Rockaway is 60, Franklin is 66, Beach Haven is 67. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.
Shop Macy's VIP sale going on now. Use your coupon or Macy's card and take an extra 30% off the latest fall trends from designers that rarely go on sale. And save 15% off skincare, makeup, fragrances, and more. Plus, shop fall specials for even more great deals on top brands at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.